Good afternoon and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Jean and how are you today? Well, we're on our trip now with guess who? It's YouTuber, it's Steve Marsh. So we're joining Steve as he's going to Glencore.
Be interesting to see you on a Friday night in this glorious weather in August. If we have neighbours tonight or will we have it all to ourselves again? Let's go and find out.
Right, we'll just take a short break right now. We're just back with Steve right now. Now, Steve is just travelling through Scotland. He's going through Glencore. So we're just going through lovely scenery, as you can see in the background of the music. I think Peter will have to take our music as well. So we'll just pause there for a few minutes with Steve. And we'll just have our own music as well, as Steve is driving through.
From the postcard, and we've got the Highlands in reality.
Sun cream.
I'm not used to this weather up here. It's normally freezing.
We have a heat wave for the last 3-4 days. 25 degrees every day.
This little path will leave the crowds and the bagpipes behind us. Most people don't go further than 100 metres from their car, which is fair enough because you get like tour buses and stuff like that stopping off there. So it is always busy, like I say. But we're going to head off now to somewhere a wee bit quieter. But we've got this ridiculous pop-up tent with us today. Not the best thing to carry.
This is a party tent.
And we'd just like to say all the best to Ed and his family. We just met Ed up in the car park, a viewer of the channel. Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you. across the bridge. We've got this dodgy little bit here, but there is a handrail. It's not too bad when it's dry, but just imagine this in the wet. You look like a turtle.
I am a turtle. This is my house.
This is going to be a tiring wee hike in this kind of temperature. We've picked a beautiful time of day to come. It's kind of late evening, and the light is just glorious. No matter how tired we are, at least we know we don't have to come back down tonight.
Yeah.
We've got a hotel at the top. Being right in the heart of the glen here, it's so easy to just focus on the three sisters in front of us and forget about the views behind us as well. We really are right in among the mountains. Even during a really dry spell here in the UK, we've got the comforting sound of the water flowing down beside us, and it's an excellent place to fill up the water bottles. Now, the eagle-eyed amongst you might notice that one of us is not wearing boots, and it's not me this time.
That's me. I forgot my boots. Yes, I'm walking in trainers. But because it's really dry, it will be dry tomorrow. We know the path. It's only 45 minutes walk. I feel quite comfortable to do it in the trainers, but obviously I would advise everybody to always wear boots. It will be more comfortable. I just need to be a bit more focused. Or maybe it's your fault because you forgot to take my boots.
Always me. This path feels tropical today.
Yeah. It's hot and humid.
There will come a time when we've got to cross the river. But at this time of year, it shouldn't be too bad. I know that sometimes after heavy rain, it's almost impossible to cross.
Magic entrance.
We'll just take a short break right now. Steve, he wants somewhere.
don't tell me of how shaky this video was. I'm stuck.
Right.
It's a bit of a struggle because my younger climbing companion has left me with a bag.
Excuse me, I was working on my sand pump, okay?
We're almost there. It's given me a bit of an adrenaline boost. And there we are, the Hidden Valley. It's taken us about an hour, but that's because we were kind of stopping to film, you know. You can really do this in 45 minutes.
I think it's 45.
As you would imagine, at this time of year, there's a few tents down there, but there's enough room for us all. How many can you count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Aye, that's not a busy campsite. I think that hike was actually easier than I even remember.
It was easier because it was dry.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. We've now just got to find somewhere to pitch the tent.
Looks good to me.
Oh no, I'm stuck. I'm just stuck like this.
Seems like they didn't close it properly the last time.
This is a good ad, isn't it? Ta-da!
Yay! Open a beer.
How is it?
It feels okay. It's a bit bumpy. You know how it is? There are always dead bugs in the tent.
Yeah.
It's always like that. You have like dead spiders and mosquitoes. I think it's good.
Not a bad place to spend the night, eh? Right, it's time to give you a 360. Right, tell us a story. Did you say the Hidden Valley's haunted?
Yes. It says online that the Hidden Valley is haunted. There's seeings of the ghosts here because of the massacre in the past, and it says that it's a popular spot for couples.
Yeah, it's on the internet, so...
It must be true. I'm going for a walk.
Be careful out there.
Hello.
There's so many bugs out there.
I can see them.
Get yourself in here as quick as you can.
Actually crazy. Okay, wait. Oh no, they're in.
Oh no. It's only 7:30, but we're almost prisoners in our own tent because the amount of bugs out there is incredible. So just close the door and I think we'll just stay in here for the night. The guys over there have got a fire. That would be so much better if we had a fire.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of
we'll just take a short break right now.
I put on wet clothes this morning and there's midges everywhere. So we're just going to pack up as fast as we can and get out of here.
Cheers.
Even when you're up here in the valley, all these peaks around are quite accessible. You can easily walk up, especially the ones right up the back there. There's a path that'll take you all the way up to the top. But we're not quite in a state for it this morning. Well, me, I'm not quite in a state for it this morning. In the end, we didn't see any of the Hidden Valley's ghosts. Our only haunting was our neighbours, who I don't think they realised quite how loud we're being. Sleep-wise, I got about 5 hours. What about yourself?
I'd say maybe like 5 or 8, but 10 minutes
sleep,
10 minutes awake,
10 minutes sleep. Oh, yeah. The only way to avoid the midges is to keep moving. So that's given us all the inspiration we need to crack on with this walk back to the van. So what did we think of the Hidden Valley in a weekend and peak season? Well, it's not quite as magical as when you've got the whole place to yourself, but that'd be a wee bit entitled to expect that. But it's still an absolutely cracking place, and as soon as you go over the top of the hill there and into the valley, it's like you are miles from anywhere. But as we've noticed when we're walking back, just 5 minutes into the walk, and we can already see the road, so that shows you how accessible it really is. This is for sure the toughest wee section of the whole walk, so if you think you can handle this, then you can get to the Hidden Valley no problem. Look at the water, it's so clear. In front of us now is the line we've been waiting for. We're coming out of the shade and into the sun. I must say, I'm not a big fan of bagpipes, okay? I'll put it out there right now. But when it's here, it kind of adds to the atmosphere of the place. We can just hear the distant pipes now in the car park. So there we go, folks. That's us almost back at the van. I can get changed into some dry clothes, and then we've got the long drive home. So okay, thanks,
we're not
very...
going home yet.
What?
We're not going home yet. We're not.
What do you mean?
It's a surprise. Thank you.
So, what's this surprise? Well, you're going to see. Or hear, maybe.
So it was Steven's birthday a few days ago, and I got him a little surprise here in Glencoe.
I've still got no idea.
But now I have to go and find him.
Where is she taking me? Of course, we've been to the Three Sisters in the Hidden Valley this weekend, but now she's brought me into the middle of a forest. I hope she's not going to murder me.
In 400 meters, the destination is on your left.
We have the location, so we have to find it between the trees.
Yeah, it gets even more confusing because I have been given the what three words location. So I've been given three words, and that'll take us to the exact location. This is weird. Wait, what are we doing? I'm 330 meters away from something. Okay, I think I've worked out what it is. I'm very clever. I know what it is. No, I'm not saying anything yet, just in case I'm completely wrong. 29 meters away. Oh, I'm there.
Right, we'll just take a short break right now. To Glencoe now with Steve.
Okay. Gentle. Holly, don't open your eyes yet. Let me zoom in. And you can check what it is.
Oh, no way.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Lord. Stephen Marsh.
Thank you.
Lord Stephen Marsh.
How cool is that?
I know.
It's got a little seal and everything.
Yeah, it's official.
It's very official.
It's very official. You can hang him in your office.
This is awesome. Thank you.
That's your card, which proves.
Put this in my wallet.
Yes.
It might get me like free beers and parking spaces or something.
Oh yeah, sure. Free parking space in Edinburgh.
Oh, this is so cool. So if you're leaving me a comment, you know that you have to address me in the proper way now.
Wait, I have something else.
What?
Yes. I'll give you the camera. You hold it for me. Hold it.
What on earth? An iPad?
You wish. I made it myself, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay. Oh no.
Ta-da!
Oh, no way! I've got my, what is this, a coat of arms?
Coat
or a shield or something?
Yes. Can you recognize everything on it?
Okay, so we'll start from the top. We've got my signature hat and sunglasses.
Yes.
We've got a sheep.
Yes.
My GoPro camera.
Yes.
And an iron brew, you know me so well. I could use that for merchandise.
Not sure who'd buy it, but yeah, happy birthday.
That is amazing, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm very welcome.
I came here a commoner, and now I'm a lord. Wow. One last wee look at my patch. There it is, folks. Feel free to visit at any time. Just ask me for the three words and it'll take you right here. And it's only going to cost you 10 quid each to stand on my patch of land. That's the first square foot, folks, but I'm going to end up buying all of this land. Whoa! Lady Glencoe.
My lady, then.
Yeah.
Something else.
What?
You have access for a toilet in the car park.
I mean, I could have been Lord of Montrose or something, but Lord of Glencoe. That's got more of a ring to it. I feel a wee bit taller walking back to the car park. Don't know what it is. Ah, look at this. Right next to my patch of land, we've got the Scottish Wildcat Rehabilitation Facility. Wow, just think, wildcats in there, they are like some of the rarest seen animals just anywhere. There's so few photographs of them and they'll be in there. I like being next to wildcats, that's cool.
If you bring them dreamy. I'm kidding, don't bring them dreamy.
Thanks.
It's your neighbours.
Ah, hello, baby.
Hi, neighbour.
We have nothing for you, we can't for you. We need to dig.
That's a lord and a lady.
Stay in the shade.
Stay cool, boys.
Stay cool, stay in the mud.
Well, what a big surprise. We're ending with Lord Stephen Marsh. And happy birthday to Steve, who took us to Glencore. So it's Lord Stephen Marsh of Glencore. Well, thank you very much, Steve. That's a very big surprise. And I believe Steve was very happy as well. Well, anyway, thank you to listeners from New York, California, Indiana, South Africa, Switzerland, Japan, Canada, the UK, Israel. Thank you so much for listening. LMS Radio is now available on Boss Speaker and Google, Amazon, Alexia, and we are available. On Player FM, iHeart Radio America, TuneIn Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot for listening. And we'll just end it now. My name is Gina. Bye-bye.